This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. It's Friday the 13th, Friday nonetheless. Earlier this week, the Albuquerque Bar Association held a candidate forum for the trio running for the 1st Congressional District, the seat being given up by Michelle Lujan Grisham. The 45-minute Q&A was moderated by Jason Busleman, who is managing attorney at the Weinstein & Riley Law Firm. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Deborah Holland, the Democratic candidate who survived a tough three-way race, was joined by Republican candidate Janice Arnold-Jones, a former state representative who was not opposed in the primary, and by Blair Dunn. He was sitting in for Libertarian candidate Lloyd Princeton, who had a scheduling conflict. The questions included ones like this, the one to Holland. Would you support the abolition of the Immigration Enforcement Agency, or ICE? She said, quote, ICE was created to fight terrorism in our country, and instead they're terrorizing families across the country, end quote. She also said, in response to a follow-up question, that she would consider reforming the agency and the laws that control it. Janice Arnold-Jones was asked about her statements that Sanctuary City should have funding from the federal government cut, a position led by President Trump. She said she would, and quote, when you set up a sanctuary city, especially using Albuquerque as an example, we have given literally a get-out-of-jail-free card to people who are arrested for crimes, end quote. More after this. It was the first forum in which all three candidates, well, two and a surrogate who read prepared statements, have met since the primary a month ago. Holland, in saying she would support getting rid of ICE, also said she did not favor open borders and there needed to be security. Quote, we absolutely need an agency to protect our borders, but we don't need an agency to lay in wait outside of hospitals, courthouses, and schools to arrest parents in front of their children. End quote. When asked about the sanctuary city issue, Arnold Jones said, quote, if it takes withholding some of those federal funds to get the point across, that's a sad reality. But the better approach is making sure the agencies work together for the safety of all of our community, end quote. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
The one thing that can be said without question this year is the gulf between parties is deep, and perhaps deeper than ever. There is little or no agreement on how to handle issues like immigration, which has captured the attention of the nation right now. We suspect there will also be significant debate over President Trump's choice of Brett Kavanaugh to fill Justice Anthony Kennedy's seat on the Supreme Court. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.